Shalom, my precious brethren. Welcome back. We are continuing on the topic, guard our hearts. Let's bow our heads and pray. Father, we ask your Holy Spirit to be with us, O God, and help us to learn how to guard our hearts. Help us, Lord, to guard it from hurting one another, and help us, Lord, to have the Holy Spirit to really lead us and teach us. Lord, I commit, O God, this sharing today into your hand. May you have the preeminence and break down thy word to our hearts. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. When we guard our hearts, we take responsibility for our mental and psychological and spiritual well-being. In doing so, we protect ourselves from sinful influences that impede spiritual progress. By guarding our hearts, we become what God planned and designed for us to be. In fact, we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. This is what the Lord has ordained us to do and to walk in. Today, we're going to touch on a very important aspect of guarding our hearts so that we can guard our relationship with God. We do not want any sinful influence to take root in our hearts and hinder our relationship with God. It will definitely give us a great struggle in our walk with Him. So, along with this important point, guarding our hearts, we also need to guard our hearts so that our relationship with our brethren in the family of God is not affected. The same side effects can come from it. It can either draw us away from one another or alienate us from one another. So may the Lord help us as we dwell on this very important aspect, how we should guard our hearts. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 25 to 27, that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. And whether one member suffer, all members suffer with it, or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now ye are the body of Christ, and members in particular. Paul in the book to the Corinthians told them that there should be no schism in the body. If we are a true members of the body of Christ, then this is something that we have to avoid and guard our hearts against. When we build strong and meaningful relationship, the heart will be full of patience, understanding, and forgiveness becomes a culture and a trust. Mutual respect will always be there. But if schism were to manifest, it will cause a stumbling block to a child of God and destroy the relationship with God for that brother. This damaged relationship will destroy the family of God. Many churches are faced with schism, strife, unresolved issues, and deep-rooted in the family history. How do we correct such issues? If we don't accept such matter to be resolved, Satan will have a stronghold on the children of God. This is the weakness in the attack of Satan against the family of God. When Satan couldn't go against the child of God, he will use his followers to destroy the children of God by attacking the core, attacking at the members within the family of God. It is his utmost intent to destroy that relationship and destroy the joy of the Lord in your heart. So how to guard our heart against such an attack? Ephesians 4:32, it says, be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, had forgiven you. So the secret is, if God, for Christ's sake, can forgive us for our sins, why can't we forgive one another and be kind one to another? The truth is, it's all accomplished on the cross of Calvary. If we keep revisiting all the bitterness and all the hurt, all the unforgiven sins, it would eat up the joy of the Lord in our lives. Truly, it is like a caterpillar eating up the leaves of the apple tree until the joy that you once had in the Lord is all gone. When the Pharisees and the scribes brought the woman taken in adultery and set it before the Lord Jesus Christ, they keep pestering him to make a decision. And the Lord says, he who is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. Many a times, we as a child of God fail because we are always like the Pharisees and the Sadducees. I will not be able to forgive what this brethren had done. He has hurt me so many times. He has actually used up his 70 times 7 times. He is the one in the wrong. It is indeed the subtlety of the devil that would destroy the peace that God has given in our hearts. And we must guard our hearts and do not let all these thoughts keep troubling us and keep eating into our life and destroying us. Truly, the mind is the battlefield. The heart is the one that is able to pull out all the wicked thoughts of forgiveness and hurt into the joy of the Lord. If we are unable to pull ourselves out, we will fall into that trap where the hurt will eat into us and we will go into sleepless nights, endless pain and agony until we go into depression and we have to go into deep depression and we lost everything that the Lord has given us. Do not try to overcome it with your own strength and your own effort. It is all done on the cross of Calvary. Praise the Lord. Truly, we need to know how Satan works. In the book of Revelation, chapter 2, verse 14 to 15, "But I have a few things against thee, because thou hast dared them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication. So hast thou also them that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which thing I hate." The stumbling block that Balaam has taught Balak, right, is to continue to eat things sacrificed unto idols and to commit fornication. If we as a child of God can understand the importance of holding on to the truth of the Word of God and don't let religion, our own wisdom, our own human understanding, commit things against the Word of God, compromising the Word of God, we will not be like fall into the trap of Balaam. When we continue to keep on turning our hearts away from the Lord God, the Word of God, turning away from meditating on the Word of God, we are going into idolatry. We are going into our own sacrifice of food unto idols. The two warfare between bringing up a child of God, learning to walk right with God, and the enemy destroying us, it all goes down to idolatry. When God taught us in Deuteronomy chapter 6 on how we should follow the word and love him with all our heart, mind, and soul. We have to hold on to him and to teach our children to keep on holding him, not to be influenced by the culture of the people of the land to go into idolatry. It is just a simple stand that we must take. You got to hold on to God. If any time you let the devil snatch it away from you, you are going to fall into this doctrine of Balaam. Indeed, allowing sinful thoughts to take root in our hearts, harboring resentment, bitterness, or envy towards others will create a toxic culture that drives people away. Strained and broken relationships are the natural results of sinful thought. So when the enemy attacks, it will strike at your heart. We need to maintain an environment of love and care, mutual respect, and a culture of trust. If there are no transparencies, there are no true love of God, it's all gone. He that loveth his brother abide in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. If we do not have the love of God, we will fall. If we cannot even forgive a brother, we will be a stumbling block. It will be a rock of offense. Whoever caused a brother to fall, caused him to fall away from the faith in God and turn away this brethren from the Lord Jesus Christ to another religion. Romans 14, verse 9 to 13. Or to this end, Christ both died and rose and revived, that he might be Lord both of the dead and living. But why dost thou judge thy brother? Why dost thou set at naught thy brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. For it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then, every one of us shall give account of himself to God. Let us not therefore judge one another anymore, but judge this rather, that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way. If we understand the context, it is between the Jewish Christian and the Gentile Christian. And the conflicts that stir in here is the way the Jewish Christian continue to love the Lord and hold on to what they have, the day that they regard, and the Gentile Christians that actually hold all days equal and they honor God for every day. The one who continue to actually follow the law should not be judged by one that doesn't. So here it brings out the culture, the behavior. If we have different culture and upbringing, it goes in back to the family, how they treat respect, how they recognize one another and honor one another. A difference in culture will create a difference in their views and opinion of things. And if we do not understand each other's culture, we will continue to hurt one another because we are not sensitive to the respect that we need to give to one another. And we all know in Romans 11 how that we should not look at the effort and the work that we have done, but the grace that God has given to us. If we love the Lord, his grace is sufficient for us. Let us not cause one another to fall and fall in the way, but rather to help one another not to cause a stumbling block. The Lord will judge you if you cause a stumbling block to the blind and do not have the fear of God in you. If we cause things that hurt and another branch to fall. The Lord take it seriously. Do not be an offense to the Lord, for in Him He loves His little ones and He cares for them. And He will go to each and every one of them to help them. So, brothers and sisters, if you are hurt, and if you do not guard your heart against this attack by the enemy, don't take it that your brother is hurting you. Take it that it is the enemy that is causing you to stumble. Especially when all the good things that you do for the Lord is spurned upon. And every love that you try to show is stampeded upon and treated as dung. That is how Satan will destroy you, and Satan will eat into your this heart of yours to destroy you. We should always be reminded that we are a part of the family of God, and we have to help one another move along. And we must know that in order for you to help, you must understand the culture and give the due respect to the person that you are dealing with, what they are going through. You cannot expect to remove the deeply rooted culture that this child has gone through. He may come from a family of broken down upbringing that is not right, but we work on the heart. We work on the heart with love and with care, and the Lord, His Spirit, will speak to you and lift you up. So, brothers and sisters, let's bow our heads as we close this sharing. Lord God, You are the one, Lord, that is in control, and You are the one that is speaking to our hearts. If we have failed, Lord, and hurt one another, Lord, You forgive us. Let us go back to the cross of Calvary and let us start again. For when You started with us, use Your grace that see us through and help us overcome. Let us not try to solve it with our own effort, and let us not look at the sin and the weaknesses of our brethren. Let us look to the cross of Calvary. Lord, when we meet You, O God, we want to be able to stand not with any of the blood of our own brethren here that is, we have caused a stumbling in our hands. Let us not, Lord, be the one that caused a brother to stumble. Father, it's not in us, Lord, to hurt one another, but we pray that You help us to put on the love of God and help one another to grow, Lord, in this journey, so that we can give Thee all the praise and glory and help the family of God to be strong. Lord God, speak to our hearts, Lord, and help us to always know how much You love us, that we ought to love one another. If we see the cross of Calvary as the great Lamb of God has given to us, we ought to do that for each and every one of us. I commit, O God, the sharing unto You, that You speak to our hearts. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. God bless you.